Hi, I'm Monisha, and I'm a life transformation coach on a journey to impact and change lives. Whether you're seeking clarity in your purpose, enhancing your relationships, managing your stress, or simply looking for a positive push in the right direction and igniting that spark within you to reach your full potential. Now, I was trying to figure out what I can talk about today because there are so many things that one can cover within a subtopic, within a topic, within a topic, within a topic. And life transformation is a very vast subject and a very vast topic, which is why people take a long time to, reach a stage where they are comfortable within themselves and the way they are. I was trying to understand how I can add value to people's lives, how I can give back to people what I have learned in my life. During my webinars, I talk about how it is my mission to, reduce the learning curve of your life. What took me 40 years to learn shouldn't have to take you 40 years. I can, cut short that journey by simply teaching you how to manage your feelings, manage your emotions, manage your fears, because all of these things are very real to all of us. We're humans. We are meaning-making machines. We make meaning out of experiences. Our learnings and our beliefs come from what we have been told, and there's a lot that goes into making us who we are. And here I am in this short video. I'm going to talk about the reason I do what I do. The reason I do what I do is because this is my way of giving back to society. This is my way of returning, in an environment or a world which is, everybody says, everybody's so selfish, everybody's so self-centered, sab apna sochte hain. But that's not really true. There are a lot of people that I have learned from, that I continue to learn from, who are people who are constantly giving back. There are people who work with elderly. There are people who work with children. There are people who work with animals. There are people who work with other people. There are counselors and therapists. And believe me when I say this, they do this because they feel the need to give back. So when I decided to become a life transformation coach, it is based on learnings and my experiences and what I have taken out, and decisions I took, or life choices that I made, lessons that I learned. They brought me to a point where I started becoming aware of who I was and what I stood for. And we are, from the time we are children, we are raised in a particular way. And I'm a 70s kid raised in 70s and 80s and to perhaps mid 90s, and maybe at some level I'm still growing up. So we were raised with certain belief systems, certain values, certain norms, society, log, people, neighbors, relatives. So you have all these elements that influence you as an individual. And then you become an adult, or you mature, as you grow up, and life teaches you so many lessons. And you start to question your place in the world, and you start to question what it is that you're supposed to do, or what is it that you're supposed to achieve. And when we talk about things like this, this is called the existential questions. I reached that stage about, I think, 15 odd years ago, and I had been in training, and I'm a trainer. While I spent 27 years in advertising, alongside that I was a trainer, and I would train young students communication skills, and I still do that. But there is a deeper, more hidden aspect to just teaching communication skills. It is about helping people find themselves. And in my last assignment, I was working with a very prominent institute, and I was teaching young 17, 18, 19 year olds who just passed out of school and joined college. And they were in a space, or they are in a space, where they're not very sure of what their future holds, or, you know, they're cocky enough to say, oh, we'll see what life has to offer. Oh, I'm here because I had no choice. And comments and statements like that. And you dig deeper and you try to teach them how to be comfortable with who they are. If I had learned those lessons, or if somebody had taught me those things when I was growing up, when I was 17, 18, 19, my life may have been very different. Okay, I may have made better choices, wiser choices. So my agenda has always been to give back to people, give back to students, give back to learners, give back to mentees. Okay. Of course, along the way, I also have to sustain and survive, which is why and until people pay, they don't have skin in the game. They don't have any skin in learning. Yes, I have a lot of webinars, and I have a lot of people who come, and how much of what they learn or I teach, they implement, is entirely on them, because it is a choice we make. Every single time, if you're watching this video, okay, if you decide to watch 3 minutes of it, that's a choice you're making. If you decide to watch the entire thing, it's a choice you're making. If you decide to connect with me after you watch this video, that's a choice you're making. Every single time is a choice you make. Okay, so the choices I made led me to lead the life I lived. Good, bad, indifferent. Okay, I'm being compassionate to myself and putting it that way. But for the longest time, I held myself responsible and would not forgive myself for the choices I made. And that led to a lot of anger and bitterness and unhappiness. I don't wish that on people, which is why I do what I do, which is why I teach what I teach, which is why I work as a life transformation coach. So if you think that this, what I have said to you, or what I have explained to you, resonates with you, makes sense to you, and you want to make changes in your life, and you want to make a difference to your own life, and therefore to people around you, because, you know, if you're okay, the people around you will be okay. So if you want to make these changes to your life, connect with me. My social media links and my website link are given in the comments section in the description below. And by all means, reach out. I'm all ears. I have learned to be non-judgmental because I didn't like being judged. So I don't like to judge other people. Just be who you are. Be mindful of who you are. Be kind to yourself. Be courageous. Be fearless. And stay well. This is me, Monisha, signing out.